BBC News with Rosemary Crick. President Trump says he'll impose more sanctions on Iran to stop it from developing a nuclear weapon, but he's also held out the prospect of a possible deal with Tehran. Mr. Trump said new sanctions on Iran would come into effect on Monday, but that Iran could return to prosperity if it renounced its nuclear ambitions. The North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has said he's received a personal letter from Donald Trump saying it had excellent and interesting content. Denuclearization talks remain stalled after the failure of the Hanoi summit in February. Hundreds of climate change protesters have stormed an open-cast coal mine in western Germany during a weekend of campaigning against fossil fuels. They ran through a police cordon after gathering at the Garzweiler mine early on Saturday. US-based researchers have given details of what they say is a Russian campaign to put fake content on Facebook and Twitter. The Atlantic Council says the material is designed to stoke international tension, although most of the posts have failed to gain traction. The main Sudanese opposition movement says it has accepted draft proposals from an Ethiopian mediator aimed at paving the way to democracy in Sudan. Reuters news agency says the Ethiopian proposals suggest that each side be given 7 seats, with a further seat reserved for what's described as an impartial individual. Votes are being counted in Mauritania, which is making its first attempt to transfer power democratically since independence in 1960. President Mohamed Ould Abdelaziz, who seized power in a coup, is stepping down after serving the maximum 2 elected terms in office. The party representing former FARC rebels in Colombia has complained that continuing violence against its members breaches a peace deal with the government. More than 130 former rebels have been killed since the peace accord was signed. BBC News.